Hello everyone, Zishan here again, and well, this time we have got a new guest as always, you know, and this time the guest that we will be talking to is a very famous personality once again, as we have no habit of inviting some backstreet junkies and stuff like that, and people like that for that matter, and so we have invited a very, very popular personality, and her name is Miss Armadillo. Now some of you might have heard of her, but she's popular anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So she's a very, very, very famous personality and a fashion designer to be particular, and she has got how many? Yes, 3 degrees, and three of them are in fashion, and she has written around how much?
Ten
books, and gotta be kidding, 10 books again. Okay. So, and yes, she has also got a radio show where she instructs new fashion designers and new people who want to do something in this field, and a very popular show too, and I don't want to reveal the rankings here. Not part of our policy to promote people this way. We have got our own ways, of course, but honestly not this one. So well, we would like to welcome our guest. Hello, Miss Armadillo.
Hello.
So, Miss Armadillo, how are you? Feeling any better?
Oh, well, I've been feeling better, of course. And, tough times for me. With all the stuff that is around. Stuff that Lady Gaga wears, I mean, yes, it is redefining fashion, so honestly, it's a difficult time for me to make new things, to do other stuff, and things like that.
Oh, okay. So, Miss Armadillo, I would like to know that how did this bug bite you?
Which bug?
What were the reasons that forced you or motivated you to choose this field over others?
Oh, I thought there was a bug. Yes, there were reasons. First and foremost, I was never a bright child. No, never. I used to get 0 in my tests, and at times I used to be thrown out of the class just because I stripped clothes off other girls and started making butterflies out of it. But yeah, I was not a bad student. But there were things. I mean, there were some really, really odd personalities, famous personalities for that matter, that were responsible to motivate me to go into this particular field. And yes, you can say that yes, I was not brave enough to choose any other field, but yes, I was not even foolish enough to choose another field. I know it's a paradox, but who cares? I walk here.
Oh, well, nice, very nice to know that. So, what are your plans currently? Any new stuff coming up? And I heard that you started a new fashion series inspired by some latest artists, and would you like to tell us about that?
Oh, well, of course. Well, the thing is that my plans currently are developing a new kind of fashion and stuff that is suitable for both men and women. And I make sure that there aren't any strings attached with it, because recently I was watching a live concert and there was this artist named Lady Gaga, and she was like rolling over random stuff, and when she stood up, whoa, new kind of design she was wearing, and I was like, oh, okay, this is the new deal then. Let me copy this more seriously. Let me just get inspired from it, and then I can seriously copy it like a Xerox machine. So, well, I honestly started that, and seriously, it was a success. I mean, look around. My fashion is everywhere. Even a dog is wearing it too. Yes.
Yes, nice to know that too. So, Ms. Armadillo, met any interesting personalities in your field? I mean, it is indeed an interesting choice what you are following, and definitely you will meet people that are more or less interesting or odd or strange or even aliens. So what is your opinion on that?
Well, you know that there have been times that I've been bugged around. I mean, there were people who were like pinching me and saying, "Go to hell, you idiot woman. What the hell are you doing here?" And I just smile and say, "Fuck you." But yes, there have been times. I mean, I've met strange people. I recently met a person who goes by the name of Yoji, and he was very, very inspired by these underpants, and when I met him, he took out an underwear from his pocket and wore it on his head, and then asked me to smell it, and I was like, "Ooh, now this person has definitely got the X factor, is in that purse." So, you know.
Oh, I guess you're talking about Mr. Vibar Yuzvi. Yes, he was on our show last week, and yes, he is a very, very brave person. And apparently, he pulled my underpants and attempted to eat them. Oh, well, but that's another matter. So, what are your plans ahead? Okay, I keep asking that question, I'm sorry. So, what do you believe that any new tips that you want to give to upcoming designers and people who are actually inspired by you? Any new stuff that you would like to let them know and motivate them in one way or other and suggest them things? I mean, any opinion on that?
Well, I would just like to say then that, be innovative
and
find new things, you know. You cannot live on like this forever. And, I mean, yes, there is one thing, that if you're feeling bored and you're not getting new ideas, just go to a dumpster, sit in that for exactly 24 hours, and inside the garbage can, observe things, observe them. I mean, look at that underwear, look at that that rotten apple, for example, and then you can actually perceive things in a different way, because you know there's rotten smell around and nobody's around, and you and your BlackBerry or iPhone, you are tweeting, letting them know that, well, I just found a rotten apple, and stuff like that.
Okay, I get it. However ugly it may sound, might be an inspiration for many. Who cares? So, Ms. Armadillo, before we sign off from today's show, any further things that you would like to let us know, or any message, or any kind of thing? I mean, you can share anything, or it's just the ending and it's a formality, we have to follow it, otherwise our boss will fire me. So please.
Well, interesting question, you know, very interesting question, and, I just want to let everyone know that, yes, I am not a retarded personality. I'm a popular personality. I mean, who else writes 10 odd books and has got 50,000 followers on Twitter? Yeah, that's me, of course. And, honestly, it's all because of me. I'm a famous personality. I'm a genius. I mean, very few people like me exist today. So I'm honored, very honored.
Okay, so I guess it's time to sign off. And thank you, listeners. I hope you enjoyed this interview. And we'll be back next time, soon enough. And, I see something. What is that, Mr. Armadillo?
Well, I brought this for you.
But this is odd. What is this?
Well, you know, I designed this new kind of outfit. Now, you see, it has got flowers on it. It has got some ugly lizard skin on it. And it has got some beautiful bat's eyes on it. And I soaked it in shit for exactly 48 hours. Can you believe it? And it gives it the new touch, a sense of nirvana about it. And, well, I would love if you try it. It would be an honor for me.
I'm not sure, Ms. Amelio. I'm not sure. It's expensively.
Well, I guess I have other options. Brutus, bring in the boys. Let us get this into this man's skin. Wah!
Oh man, not again. No!
Ah!